So let's jump into the real thing. Okay. Chapter one. Ma koivos, what's the exact word?
Revere cloud.
Bevir, we are going to explain how klal, in general, the chayva, the responsibility of a person in his world. It's a lot of diukim, a lot of long explanations written on this. So let's just read the first sentence and then see what we can understand. So, Yisurilah Chasidus, the fundamental principle of Chasidus. Now, if you look at the Sefer, Chasidus is all the way in Parak Yud Ches, the 18th chapter. So he's telling you, he's jumping in right now, and he's saying, I'm going to tell you the fundamental principle that you need to get to Chasidus. And you need to know that apparently before you start. Because otherwise, just tell me the Soid of Zahiris and Zerizis, which is what I'm going to start with. No, I have to tell you what the fundamental principle of Chasidus is. V'shoresh ha'avodah ha'tmimah, and the underlying root of pure service. Again, very high level. Avodah tmimah, perfect service. Tmimah is perfect. So, right now I'm telling you something which is not a basic thing. It's not something like, okay, it's basic, but it's the basics which will carry you through till the end of the book. Okay? If I had to tell you something before you start, is that I want to tell you one thing. We're going to start learning. I don't want to tell you an introduction, something basic. You got to know this fundamental thing, and then it's not going to be the thing which you need for the end. It's going to be the thing that you need for the beginning. To start, before we start, you got to know this. He's saying, before you finish, you got to know this. In other words, there's no difference really between the beginning and the end. It's a process, and you need to know now what the yesod of everything is, even to get to the end. Perfect avodah. So what is it? Who she is barer? You have to get clarity. A bur. You have to get clarity. So you borrow kashemesh. You have to know it. Has to be clear to you. Clear clarity means everything we've been talking about. Clarity is Ramchal. Ramchal is the king of clarity, because clarity means knowing the order in which and how things go, knowing what comes before the other, knowing what leads to the other. That's what clarity is. So clarity, is the first thing. She is bar. You have to have clarity. But clarity is not enough. You know why? Because what clarity does is it allows you to have knowledge. So you know and have knowledge of what you need to know. It's very, very intellectual. So you have to know whatever it is, whatever the information that we're about to discuss. You have to know it. You're sparer. But besides that, you have to know it, it has to be nisames. You're sparer v'yisames. It has to be nisames also. Nisames means it has to be the MS. Let's go around the table. And I want to know, what does everyone think MS means? MS is truth. So he means here, it has to be clear to you, and you have to know that it's true. I mean, if it's clear to you, you probably know it's true. So, yeah. No, what do you think MS means? What do you think MS means?
Honestly,
Meaning, not.
meaning being true to yourself.
Being true to yourself. So but the problem with all these things is that it's not such a big help to me as bar. Well, what do you think MS means?
I think emes is a quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we need to
bring into our life. So I believe you. I actually agree with Shmuel that emes is what the Rambam says is that the only true emes in the world is Hashem. Now, if emes means true as opposed to false, so first of all, such a big compliment. Hashem is actually there. He's not going to fool you all these years. That's such a big compliment, number one. Number two is why? I mean, 2 plus 2 is 4 is emes. There's definitely no way, the reality we live in to create a reality that 2 plus 2 will not equal 4. So therefore, it's also true. Why is the only thing which is emes Hashem?
Because
Because emes,
everybody has their own truth.
because emes
My
doesn't
truth and your
mean
truth might be different.
emes.
Unless it's regarding Hashem.
Okay, so MS, so Meir Stern asked me this question one time. He said, what do you mean MS? MS is opposed to Sheker. So MS doesn't mean true. MS means real. That means that the only thing which really exists is Hashem. Why? Because everything else depends on his Ratzon to exist. And if Hashem would not have a Ratzon to exist, it wouldn't have to be true. So therefore, the MS is not just true versus false, it's real versus fake. MS is a reality here. It's something which is actually here. The only MS in the world is Hashem. Because Hashem could have made a reality where 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 4, whatever that means. We can't understand that in the world. But it's only because that was the Ratzon Hashem to be that way. So therefore, MS means real, that does not mean true. Okay? So, according to that, Mesiras Hashem is saying a very deep thing over here. He's saying that it has to be Nisbarer v'Nisames Eitzel Adam, whatever it is that we're going to be discussing, which is your mission in the world, let's say, you have to have clarity in it. You have to know it, and it's got to be clear to you what it is. But, really, if you deep down think that maybe there's another mission, it's not really that it's not machayev me all that much because maybe I know it's true, but like I have a way out. I know it intellectually, it's clear to me what my mission on this planet is, but not everything that I know do I live by. How could I not live by something that I know? If I know it to be true, how come I don't? I know Torah is I know I have very clear I have clarity, I have really good clarity in this Zman Kriyat Shema. But myself, I sleep late. So what happened to your clarity in this Zman Kriyat Shema? You know there's a mitzvah Shema, you know the time, you know everything. It's not so real to you, that's why. There's a reality in which it's not that important. So there's a reality that exists that you exist in a world without that in your life. Right? So what you need to do to learn the Sefer is everything that we're going to learn not only has to be this barrier, that's a clarity, it has to be this ames as well. It has to become that this is real, that there is no other way to live your life other than this. It has to be the most real knowledge that you know. And therefore, if that's the real knowledge that you know, right, you will live your life based on it, right? People know that smoking causes cancer. So why do they smoke? Because they don't care about their life?
Because it's not going to affect them.
Because it's not emes. Because there's a reality in which it won't be me. So it's not muchach to be me, so I can push it off.
Like no one would touch an electric fence. That everyone knows. That's real. But this is optional.
Right.
It's
There's a chesaron in the emes, not in the beer of it. I know, you ask anyone, well, smoking brings cancer? Yeah, I mean, statistically, theoretically.
Yeah, I think it's a little more
Yeah.
complicated because people who smoke, well, any we all have this, but after they smoke and they cough or whatever, they say, last cigarette, I'm not going to do it again. Right? And they really mean it. It's reality, it's true. But then the next day,
You don't.
it's the same story.
No, because they're
They say,
not coughing
and
yet.
now I just need one more.
If they were still coughing, they would stop.
I think the most clear thing is death.
No,
Everybody on some level doesn't feel like it's gonna strike them. And I'm if any of you guys have ever lost a parent and you start to say Kaddish, you almost can't believe the words are coming out of your mouth because the Kaddish Club is not a club that I was ever supposed to be in. That's some other people going to the Kaddish Club, not me. And when you say Kaddish after you lose a parent and you hear yourself saying it, I think it's part of the mourning process is you start the reality that yeah, death really happens, and that when your parents are gone, it makes you look at your own mortality, that becoming dead is a real thing. And we're all going to face it. And one more thing about death is, But that's the nature of a person. But a person is supposed to think that they're going to live forever.
right.
There needs to be that reality also.
And
Hashem created a person with that teva as well, by the way.
the other reality is that the moment between being alive and being death is, if you were to take the smallest nanosecond, divide it into a million pieces, it still would not. And every single person, maybe except maybe the Gedolei Dor, the moment they die, and they realize what Torah is, they want to jump back in their goof and have another chance. If I knew it was that serious, if I knew with that clarity, I would give me another chance. Every single person.
No need to continue after that.
Yeah.
I think we're done. Yeah. So that's where Emes is. That's where Emes comes in. So I think the Nisames is more important than the Isbar, but you can't have the Nisames until it's Nisbar. Because what's Nisames? You can only have an Emes as much as you know. You can't have an Emes more than less than you know, more than you know. So therefore, this is what the Chavos is saying. This is what Monsieur Sharma is saying, is that in order to strive to high levels of avodah, you need to start with the most basic knowledge. The most basic knowledge is yisbarer. You have to know the yisames, and then it has to be true to you, whatever it is that we're going to be discussing in the sefer. Okay, and this is what ibirur is, and this is what emes is. Birur is intellectual knowledge. Yes, Amis is really the hard part.
What's that?
Making it emes, making it true,
Okay.
reality, everything we're talking about. Okay, so now we're going to start getting into what is it that we're talking that needs to be in this Bara and this Amis. Sure.
Well, thank you, Rabbi.